In elections, it's all about who shows up.
And last year, Democrats didn't. Where'd you go? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So is this the new normal, or can the D's turn things around in time for 2018?
The Democrats' historic loss in Michigan is due pretty much to the fact that too many voters who would typically vote Democratic simply sat out election 2016.
While Republicans, true to form, showed up at the polls.
So what is a political party to do?
We have seen Democrats and a new leadership team at the national level return to what's called the 50-state strategy.
Meaning to compete in places where the odds don't appear to favor them, but hoping for some lucky breaks that yield unexpected victories.
We are also seeing more attention being paid to organizing at every level, including legislative races.
Because in order to be an effective national party, Democrats have to be competitive at every level, federal, state, local.
In many respects, the Obama years were not kind to down-ballot Democrats.
President Obama had his own political organization that was devoted to his election and re-election, but that didn't always help other Democrats, particularly in years when Obama wasn't at the top of the ballot.
So in November, Democrats in Michigan suffered their first loss in a presidential race in 30 years.
And Republicans have been running the show in Lansing every year since Governor Rick Snyder's been in charge.
Blame gerrymandered districts if you'd like, but for the D's, there's another ugly truth. Republican voters are simply more committed to showing up than the Dems' often fickle party base.
And another truth?
The path to power in Lansing runs through northern Michigan. And when you look at state House and Senate seats up north, there are a lot more lawmakers with R's next to their names than D's.
Is going to be critically important to start picking up those seats again, whether they're north of Clare or west of Lansing.
Michigan Democratic Party Chair Brandon Dillon there. He says the party's seeing a surge of engagement since Donald Trump won Michigan. For Dems, the trick, though, is to keep that group enthusiastic with rallies, house parties, door knocking, phone banks.
Look for the D's to try to capitalize on ostensibly nonpartisan municipal elections this year as opportunities to build the infrastructure to boost turnout in 2018.
Meantime, there's a lot of talk about what ideology the Democratic Party should embrace. Establishment versus progressive. It's a sort of Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders hangover of sorts.
But the reality is it's not the job of a political party to adopt a philosophy. That is up to the candidates.
And what plays well in Ann Arbor, not necessarily going to play well in Alpena. Brandon Dillon says that's a reality across the country and across the state.
Certainly having candidates that reflect the district they're running in is critically important. We have, I think, endeavored to do that, but have gotten swept up into the last two elections that have really been driven by national issues that made it difficult for some of those candidates to overcome.
Now, Republicans are focused on the flip side of the same challenge. Can the GOP get the voters who turned out for Donald Trump to remain engaged and turn out in 2018? The Democrats need to crack the code to inspire their voters to simply show up.
Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.